Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 282. Today is Saturday, December 11, 2021. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me are a bunch of wonderful, fantastic friends of mine and mods and challengers. So we have got Chris. We have got Nisi, and we have got, hang on, let me get the angle right. We've got Fair. Hello, ladies. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. Hopefully, I had to play around with the audio, so if they're a little bit low, I apologize. But audio is being audio. So anyway.
Audio is on the naughty list this year.
It is. And it is going to get a coal and a boot up the backside.
Oh, show title, boot up the backside.
Anyway, that's a whole kettle of fish. Anyway, thank you, ladies, for joining me today, and welcome, everyone. This is our, first off, it is our Death List Christmas show, which means it is the last show of 2021, and what a year it has been. So welcome, chat room, everybody that's here. We've gone very festive, of course, because Christmas is less than 2 weeks away.
Something like that, yeah.
2 weeks from today.
Super sweet. What? So there's, you know, again, I'm going to have a break, spend some time with my husband and my family, and sorting out audio issues ready for next year. So everyone, thank you for joining us, and very excited to share what people's journeys. And we did get some responses, which was great. So thank you to everyone that sent me. Basically, I got a fair bit of mail from people in the past week, which was lovely. So thank you very much. So let's crack into the death list. And I figured before we start on the journeys of what everyone has sent in, if we go around between us four, I'm going to say that when I looked, and I looked and I'm like, where is my death list? Normally I do a Word document, and I'm like, I can find 2020. I can't find 2021. And I thought that was really strange. And then I thought, well, I've kind of been a bit busy this year. So I haven't played a lot of WoW, and I haven't had a chance to play a lot of challenges. So therefore, I had no deaths. I did delete some tunes, but I had no deaths. So I was like, okay. Because I thought for sure I had at least two deaths. But again, because I've not played a huge amount, it was like, oh, okay, all right, well, cool, all right. So, so for me, zero. But again, you know, I have had very limited, not a lot of playtime, which 2022, it's going to change. So that'll be good. All right. And I know, Fair, you said you had none?
No deaths.
None? No. None for you as well? A
couple of scout deaths.
Mm-hmm.
That's what scouts do.
Yes. Exactly.
They protect others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's working out all the, all the bug things, all the journeys to see what's safe, you know. So we appreciate we appreciate the scouts' deaths because they pave the way for, you know, for the life challenger, so to speak. So Stur says you're not living if you're not dying.
Just tell the scouts to rub some dirt on it and go back in there. They're fine.
Exactly. Chris, how about you? How did you, anything? Again, I know you have had very limited time to play because it's been crazy.
Yeah, playing challenge tunes has not happened outside of two bars on Pacifist pretty much all year.
Yeah.
So... And actually, I don't mean two bars. I mean, like, two of the little, tiny, itty-bitty sections of one level by a couple days of trivia. Yeah.
You've made
deaths.
A start.
I have no deaths. I didn't kill anybody.
Yeah. That's,
at least not in game.
Well, you know, if we were doing an IRL one, that would be a very long list.
That would be a very long list.
Yes. All right, Niecy. Hit us with it. How'd you go?
I've flagged a few challengers purposely for testing when we had some kerfluffles going on that we needed to figure out.
Yes.
But I actually didn't have any deaths on my challengers, which is amazing for the amount of time I've been spending in Bastion. So, had a couple close calls, but none of my living challengers are no longer, so they all made it.
Well, all I can say, ladies... Well done. Well done. Obviously, between the four of us, there is no way we are taking the mantle, you know, that pride of place that Rogue Slayer has held for a long time. She is not going to pass that on to any of us. Because I do feel like we have got one in particular who might have really, really done it this year. Which we will start off with the first one. Chris, who have we got?
I feel so honored. I got Stur's 2021 death list, which includes 7 warlocks, 3 shamans, 2 rogues, 2 warriors, 2 druids, 1 hunter, for a total of 17 deaths.
And the
plus one.
I know, right?
Plus
there
one.
There should be one more warlock.
One more. Yep, so it's 18.
Okay, let's change that to 18 warlocks. So a total of 18 deaths. And the average level of death was a very impressive 52.
Damn.
Most common death method was pulling a mob and no escape. So always have an escape route.
Yep.
The fastest death, oh my god, can I relate to this one, took a portal to the Caverns of Time, and Doomwalker was at the entrance, and his AoE instantly killed a 56 iron with 91k overkill.
Oh.
That's like the health of my decked out main druid bear tank. So that's a lot of overkill.
Okay, yeah. I would have been pissed with that one.
Right? Didn't even have time to say, oh, crap. Notable accomplishments, though. Earned Shadowlands Flying, which is amazing. And 80 renown on his scout. On his scout.
Oh, good
I
job,
I have a gazillion
sir.
Normal tunes who have not hit 80 renown yet. Only my main
well
is
done.
At 80. Has one of each alliance class at max, except for a warlock and a warrior, and got the Illidan Doomhawk mount by tagging Doomwalker, which kind of makes up for the Doomwalker death. Kinda.
Yeah, kind of. Yes, kind of. Wow. That Caverns of Time one is that is rough. That is absolutely rough. Completely. Every time I've gone through the Caverns of Time, though, I held my breath. Since Stur told us about this death, the other day, and I try not to, but I haven't had a problem. And again, maybe it's because the time of day, no one's pulling him, so I haven't had any aggro or anything like that, but damn.
Oh yeah, that was scary. It was scary damn. On my server when I was testing that for the write-up. I took my main through the portal, and they had him right up there, and I'm like, oh no. Mm. I think I put like a little tiny snippet somewhere. It was either a tweet or in the article itself. I'm like, watch that portal, because they're gonna, don't go through the portal in AFK, because it's not gonna end well for you.
Nope.
And it was constantly busy on my server no matter what time of day I went through there. I had to wait till like the wee hours, and when they had him down at the base before I could kind of go through, and then I didn't move my iron. I was too scared, and I never took the pacifist in there. I'm like, oh, no.
That's, I must admit, one thing, being in particular Caverns of Time, as well as whether I'm in Orgrimmar, Stormwind, like, it doesn't matter, especially on a pacifist, but now on any challenge stone, is if I have to get up from this chair, whether it is I need to get up for, you know, 1 minute, or I need to get up for 10 minutes, or I walk away thinking I'm going to make coffee, and all of a sudden, you know, half an hour's gone by, and I'm like, ah, I'm still logged in. Like, I log out. I don't care. If I can get back to an inn, I do. If I'm in a main city, log out. Like, I just don't like, in case anyone's pulled something, you know, killing something around me, with aggro or any of that stuff. Like, it's just, sometimes it's just terrifying. And the fact Caverns of Time is worse, because you've got this world boss right outside the portal, practically. Like, oh. Stir's got a joke for us. Alrighty. Send it through. We will read that in a sec. Stir, like, seriously. 18 deaths. Wow. Oh, there you are. Oh, hello.
Hey, ladies.
Hi. Oh, this is a surprise. You've got, you've got a joke. Okay. All right.
I've got a joke for you.
Okay.
And you can tell I've been suffering from the warlocks. They're my hardest class to date. So, here it goes.
Okay.
While visiting Stormwind, the guild coroner stopped by the Golden Keg Bar for a drink. Now, you know the one. It's over in Dwarven District.
Yep.
And in tow and on a leash was the coroner's pet crocolis. So far, so good?
Yep.
Okay. So upon entering the establishment, the guild coroner asked the bartender, hey, do you serve warlocks? The bartender looks up from polishing a mug and grunts, yes. Delightful, said the guild coroner. I'll have a beer for myself and a warlock for my crocolis.
That is good.
You have been so traumatized, sir.
Is your name Sore Beast?
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking Sewer Beast.
As soon as he said, I was just like, Sewer Beast. There's no one else. There's no one. Thank you, sir. Anyway. That was very, very delightful.
Different.
Yes. Appreciate that. Well, thank you.
Hey, have a good holidays for everyone, and I'll catch you guys later.
Thank you. You too. You have a good Christmas, New Year.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, sir.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Oh,
my.
Warlocks. Oh, no warlock love. There we go. Alrighty. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That was funny. Okay. So let's go on to the next one that we got. So what have we got? Nisi, I think we've got that one.
Okay, so the next list is from Dave, and Dave's death list had, let's see here, hang on, I'm trying to do the math on this, and I don't think the math is right, because it says 11 deaths, but 9 paladins, 1 priest, 1 rogue, 9 humans, 1 gnome, 1 night elf. The math looks a little off.
Maybe there's duplicates?
Maybe.
Human, I'd 11 deaths. Paladins, priests, rogue.
Oh, okay.
So that's then 11. And then human, gnome, knight. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't looking at it right. Yeah. I was like, just looking at the numbers. I'm like, something doesn't seem right. No, my brain's
not right. We're both like, 33.
Yeah. I'm like, huh? I'm like, how do you have two nines but 11? And I'm like, okay. No, nine humans.
Yes.
And a knight. Okay. Yeah. Right. That's, you don't have to
darn
do much to confuse my brain. I'm telling you. Just throw a bunch of numbers at me, and I'll just sit there and stare at you with this blank expression in my face and be like, "What?
What? What's that?"
Yeah. Oh, my brain. So, 11 deaths total for him this year. And we have a few snippets of his comments on some of his deaths. So,
yes.
One death involved engaging the rare Dark Talon. Was having good luck making fine progress and started suffering net lag. Attempted to spam self heals to no avail. Those wingtip lasers were the final straw. Lasers on its friggin' wingtips. Wingtips, excuse me. So that was one of Dave has the damnedest luck finding all of these mobs with lasers on them.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. They love him.
They do. That's true.
Another one, his own ignorance, and he accepted a phone call while flying and hit fatigue. No lasers this time, only friggin' relatives on the phone.
Oh!
Just as deadly.
Yes! Yeah. Ouch. Ouch. Okay.
Yeah, another one, he tried to stretch his reach and lost focus, venom spit death guards with laser swords, friggin' lasers again. Let's see. We're not gonna read that one. Running across a pumpkin patch and my computer blue screened and restarted, came back to this RIP at level 14.
Oh.
Even more. You didn't even have the chance to. I didn't even have the chance to kill you off. That was the name of his character. It was even more crap. he had a lot of blue screen deaths from the tweets that he was doing.
Ouch.
Yeah, it like got to the point where he had to start doing like as much non combat stuff as you could find.
A blue screen and, is very similar to like a DC, like stuff sometimes out of your control. Isn't it? Like, you just, and all of a sudden, especially with the blue screen, and you're just like, like a DC, you're like, what's going on?
Yeah, he had several. And then when he finally, he did get someone to 60, and he was like, done, complete, never, ever, ever again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, those blue screens are terrible because you don't know what's going on. I had a problem with blue screens at one point whenever I logged out of WoW before I had switched computers. And that was terrifying because I'm like, why did it wait till I logged out?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad it did, but what happened?
Yeah. Wow. Alrighty. Well, you know, we've got Stir on 18. We've got Dave on, what was it, 11?
11.
11. Okay. All right. Well, I'll take Zaya's because again it's a screenshot. So Zaya's at 13 deaths this year. So some of them just notable, like just mentions. We've got his Iron Man. There was the bad respawn during a world of quest in Maldraxxus, which. You know, we know Maldraxxus, we know that can be a really tough, tough zone. It just...
There's so much going on in
there
that
is.
Zone at any one
mm-hmm.
given time. There's,
yep.
like, stuff falling from the sky, there's mobs
exactly.
crossing the roads and getting really super close. It's scary.
Yeah. Like, out of all of Shadowland zones, Maldraxxus, to me, is still... feels a bit the harshest because there is a lot of stuff going on like from up here that it's like and you can't control that.
Revendreth is also scary with its debuff though.
Oh, awesome
zone.
Revendreth
scares me to death.
I love Yeah. I mean, I love Maldraxxus, but Maldraxxus on a challenge tune is my key. I've not taken mine there, and I won't. it scares me. Scares me too much. Okay, so another one, he lost his, and that was his iron was at like 50, not quite 53. He lost a green man at 57. To a quest called Outplayed. I'm just trying to remember Outplayed. I feel like I should know that one. Yeah, I'm not sure. But, you know, again, 57. Ouch. So Ardenwell. Okay. I was going to say, I felt like it was going to be over there. What else did he have? Okay. This working man died at 38, fell through the tower after bloodied sky. Ouch. Any falling is not good. As we know, like, any falling is not good. All right, so a 48 Iron Man from the Wiggling Crop. So I'm guessing that's at the farm. And they're nasty. I know that can be... Planting those crops is really good to a certain point, right? Fair? It's, like, really good, and then all of a sudden there are ones then you can't harvest and you've just got to sit them, leave them.
You just have to let them be.
Yeah.
If they have a beam of light or a wiggling thing or some kind of vermin.
Yeah. No, can't do it.
Just kiss that one off. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is... It's so frustrating because I know when I had my pacifist over there, it was my OCD is like, but it's like, but I just want to stop. And it's like, nope, walk away.
No, well, the Iron Man can't do it either. I mean, he's there at your level. My irons tend not to be able to kill at their level very well.
So. It's nasty. But up until that point, it's great. Up until that point, it's good. Okay, so what else? We had an Iron Man at 53. How do you say that? Vessi Phones Vicious Vespa. That's in Bastion. I'm pretty sure that's in Bastion, if I'm correct. And we had a level 25, the rare in Duskwallow, Heronus. Heronus, I'd say. Yes. Okay. Thanks, Matter. That was... We had Captain's Revenge, a 25 Iron Man over there. Then the last lot, looks like the last lot was a 58 Iron on a Curious Cache and a 57 Iron, a Dream Shine Basin. Again, Zias list, looking at the list, he's got 1, 2, 3, 4 out of those 13 that are not 50s. Everything else is 50, what's the lowest 50? 51.8. So, you know, again, Zia, look, commiserations, that's... Thank you for sending your list in. Commiserations on the deaths, because some of that 13 is like, they're rough. There's some really rough ones. Absolutely. So thank you for sending that in. That's and sharing with us. We do appreciate that. Alrighty. Now the last one that we got. It was a lovely email that I got, and normally he does do a lovely email every year, which is always exciting to see. Fair, who do we have?
We have Tiber, aka Tiber, and I'm going to read all of this because it's really fun reading.
Yes.
And sorry for all the deaths. Okay, my death list is pretty short this year, only 9. So obviously not going to top the list, but there's some pretty good experiences here. Unfortunately, this was because of less activity on my part, not greater skill at leveling challengers. Okay. My fallen challengers were 7 Iron Men and 2 Green Men. I lost no pacifists, 10 man or bloodthirsties in 2021, although I really didn't play much 10 man or blood. Reviewing my 2021 challenge deaths, I was surprised to see that 5 of them, more than half, had died during WoW holiday event activities.
Mm.
That's interesting, yeah.
Interesting, yeah.
Okay, a level 39 green man was killed by an elite guard that is normally not in the Lordaeron throne room during the Lunar Festival. A level 36 iron man was killed by another player after dousing an enemy flame in Feralis. Oops.
Oh.
Couldn't resist, right?
Yeah.
They're tempting. Mm. During Fire Festival. The next iron man, level 21, was overwhelmed by cultists at the Silithus Glacial Stone.
Oh.
Also during Firefest. Ouch. Then, and he parenthetically adds, I was on a bad roll here. A level 48 green man got killed by cultists guarding the Glacial Stone in Cirith Gorge.
Oh.
Rough Fire Festival for
yes.
me.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. Wow.
The worst one, though, was during the 17th WoW anniversary. I took my level 40 Iron Man to Tanaris, intending to do only the trivia quest. When I got to the Caverns of Time, I think I know this story.
Yeah.
Entrance, there was a group fighting Doomwalker, and he only had a sliver of health left. I couldn't resist throwing a quick range shot at him and getting the tag. Uh-oh. As soon as I did that, Doomwalker blasted my Iron Man with an electric bolt and one-shot her.
Oh, no.
Oh, that didn't end the way I thought it was going to end. At least it went down fighting, though.
Oh, wow.
Ambushed. Oh, that's too bad. That's a rough loss.
Yep.
My non-holiday deaths were less dramatic. Level 14 Iron Man one-shot by Old White Bark in Eversong Woods. Mm. Using some kind of shadow strike ability that I'd never seen him use before.
Mm. Okay.
Level 39 iron killed by 2 Cavaldier Reavers in Ice Crown.
Ooh.
I quit doing quests on that island north of Argent Tournament after that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of those are bad over there.
Yeah.
Level 26 Iron Man killed by a bunch of Wolvar and Dragonblight. That was triggered when Gigantor came running through I don't quest there anymore either.
Yep.
Yeah, probably wise. Mm-hmm. Also, a level 10 iron died swimming from Ashran to Shadowmoon Valley.
Oh,
that's too bad.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's rough. That's...
Yeah, for sure.
You know, when you go swim, they're rough. Wow.
Overall, I had a lot of fun playing challenge characters in 2021. I got my pacifist to level 60.
Yay!
So congratulations. My first max level challenger character, and this was in 2021. Nearly all my challenge deaths were the result of me making a calculated risk and calculating badly. That's the fun of it, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great attitude. Wishing all the WoW Challenge community a safe and happy 2022 in and out of game. Signed, Tiber. Thank you, Tiber.
Thank you, Tiber. Wow. That's... that is a list, absolutely. Again, you know... And any death, as we all know, we've all played, we've all experienced that, any death can be... hard, some harder than other ones, but you know, it is part of life as a challenge player. I don't think I know anyone who has not had a death ever, really. Like, we've all had them at some point. So, and they hurt. So again, some more than others. So thank you guys for sending those in and, you know, reliving it, reliving the year and sharing with us. Tiber's got a stolen joke. Okay. Put it down and I'll read it in a sec. But again, I think, you know, Sturdos take the mantle this year. Ladies, don't you agree? I think we will have to.
Yeah. Definitely.
Definitely. Yep. So, you know, Stur, well done. He's taking over from Rogue Slayer. So there we go. What does a gingerbread man use to make his bed? A cookie sheet. Oh, timer.
Of course.
Oh, very cute. Thank you. It is. It's, look, a baking one, love it. A Christmas one, love it. Thank you. Stur says, that makes me the winner or loser.
Both.
Absolutely. So, you know, Stur, there's your trophy, there's your crown, whatever you'd like to take. But don't forget, and I'm going to mention it here and not in the news, is for next year, New Year's resolutions. Like, do you want to do better? Do you want to play more? That's mine. more in-game time would be good. More not falling asleep in this chair would be good. So don't forget, you can certainly send in email on your New Year resolutions for your challenge, for your challenges. But again, thank you guys. It was lovely to share your death list with us. So thank you very much. Do appreciate that. All right. Speaking of, where is my little news bumper? Here we go. Let's play this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
All righty. Thank you, Rogue Slayer. Okay. So first off, just a congratulations, Fair, getting your pacifist. Fair. Now, you know, I apologize. I am horrible. Farrakessa. Thank you. To max level. Well done. We know it's not verified, etc. But again, well done. How many is that this year?
I don't remember.
A few.
There's been an iron, and I don't remember what's this year and last year. I know the iron was probably this year.
Yeah.
And a couple of pacifists.
Yes.
Maybe.
Well done.
That one was a fun pacifist because she was the one who, back in the day, did a ton of archaeology to make the Vial of the Sands.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of Fives challenge to do that. She was an alchemist, which gave her some interesting world quests that she could do easily over in
Shadowlands.
I took her there about halfway through, about level 55, I took her over there.
Nice. And, you know, they're things that you forget about. You're so used to being, you know, mining, her being on a pacifist tune, you forget not every single tune has that. So,
I just dropped mining on another one and picked up alchemy.
Okay.
Bought a few herbs to get enough points to get the world quests at level 25. There you go.
Cool.
The mining world quests are horrendous. I mean, don't even go there. So.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's an interesting.
She could do that with any number of other things, and you know.
Yeah.
Alchemy is good because you're herbing anyway, so you get the
yes,
herbs.
Yes, it's always handy. Absolutely. Okay, so we've also got for our pacifist and working man challenges, there was a change made to how fishing works on Darkmoon Island. So you will no longer be able to get fishing skill points while fishing on Darkmoon Island. However, you'll only need one skill point in fishing to do the fishing quest, and you'll no longer be fishing up junk. The good stuff like crates and Dark Moon Dagamore and the quest fish will be easier to fish up now. So there is a link for Wowhead. Now, who found that out? Was that Fair? Was that you or Nisi?
Wildhead tweeted it, so I saw the tweet, and then Fair did some more digging and found out something to add as a side note.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's actually more to it than what Wildhead had to say.
Okay, all right.
You do, in fact, get fishing points at the Darkmoon Fair if you have trained Shadowlands fishing.
Okay.
Like in Orbos. I discovered this on a pacifist just the other night. She had just trained fishing, so she was like level one Shadowlands fishing. The points you get are for Shadowlands fishing only. Without that, Wellhead is correct. You get no points.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. Right. Hmm. Okay. I wish they'd remove this whole expansion thing. Like, why can't we just go back to, you know, like it used
They've
to be?
They've made it very complicated in terms of what you get points for, where, for fishing.
It's, you know, sometimes the KISS principle really is the easiest. Like, just break it down.
Very complicated keeping track of what gives you points where, where you can train stuff where, and it's been quite a headache trying to keep track of it all.
Yes.
You sort of feel like it's made by a committee, and they weren't necessarily talking to each other. Making all the parts of the expansion, I don't know.
Left hand, right hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. Alrighty. Now, what's this? Stir has reported in about a couple of daily quests that have changed in MOP since the last patch. They can be picked up at the Setting Sun Garrison. The first one is the Bloodied Skies daily. This is a quest where you have to shoot down 30 passing swarmers with a cannon. He says you can no longer hit them until they are just passing between your cannon and a building wall. He says if you are not getting hit credits to swivel the cannon around until it is pointed at an adjoining wall and fire as they pass by. Additionally, when you exit the cannon, it will eject you to a falling death. Oh, fantastic! Gotta love it when they do that. Be sure if you attempt this that you have a way to slow fall. He says he's been using the goblin gliders so he can steer away from the mobs on the ground, which, you know, again,
well, that just makes it more lovely.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Like, thanks, please. Yay. The other daily quest, Roll Club, is DCing if you fall off the wall. What? Okay. But he says no harm, though, as the DC won't kill you, just more of an annoyance. Okay, that's still not cool.
No, it's not. It's like, what about the fall damage? Like, I don't know.
Okay, wow. So, thank you, Stir. Thank you for letting us know about those. Both are very scary. Still, a DC anywhere, even when you think you might be safe, and, you know, this isn't, again, from personal experience, where you think you're safe, and all of a sudden you come back and you're not. But either of those that's not good. That's not good at all. So, thank you for finding those. I'm guessing there are stories behind both of those. But
may I insert that my child would like to say thank you as well, because Bloodied Skies is one of his most hated quests, and I think he spent an hour on it the other day trying to just pew pew him out of the sky because it kept blowing up on himself and he couldn't hit any of the mobs. So brilliant, thank you.
What? So not just an annoyance for challengers.
Yeah. Oh, no. 27-year-olds, too.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm sure if I was over there and I was doing exactly the same thing, I'd be sitting there going, what the hell is this? What's going on? So I can understand that D would have spent an hour, because I reckon I would have done exactly the same thing, going, why is this?
Oh, yeah, we're all over Wowhead trying to fight people to, like, get out of the cannon, If you have anything ranged, just start shooting them. They're going to die eventually. I mean, people hate this quest.
Yes.
So now I'm like, D, you can just turn around and shoot it. Apparently, it hits the wall. He's like, oh, my God.
God. Yeah, that's awesome. All righty. Well, thank you very much for those, sir. So we do appreciate that. Okay, now, don't forget, because we are in December, we have got the Feast of Wintervale, which starts on December 16th and will run through until January 2nd. It's weird to say that. A write-up will be done once we, you know, once we know what's going on, if there's any changes. I'm sure there'll be a new gift this year. We will get that, Niecy will get that sorted when we know more. Yep. Basically,
yeah, just give me a little bit, because I'll have to get up and wake up enough to function so yeah. that I can get in there and look at any potential new stuff, see if WoW had updated yet.
Yeah,
a lot of times they haven't been updating early enough for me to say, oh yeah, this is definitively what they said. So if the post is a little late, it's because I'm trying to stall to see if they've found anything
yeah.
that I don't know about. But I do try to get it out as quick as I can, so I might just be like, screw it, I'm just going to go in and look and just put like a little notation in there.
Yeah.
Because of this posting, I didn't see anything. But, you know, we will go back and edit it if we find something that's of a larger concern. But, you know, really be
yeah.
cautious, scout anything if you really want to do it before the article goes out. And
absolutely.
Remember, Bloodthirsties, no presents for you. They count
none,
as quests.
None at all, which really sucks.
Because
you go all year, you keep your bloodthirsty alive, and you think, just one, just surely one quest,
yep.
one little present. And it's like, no, can't have any. Again, you know, I'm sure there'll be a lot of information. If you find anything out while you're on your journey, exactly, let us know, because, you know,
yeah,
sometimes things are
watching Twitter 24/7, so sometimes I miss tweets with the way the tweets have been coming out lately. So
yes.
yeah, if you guys run into an issue, totally let me know personally, or tweet WoW Challenges, or tell us in Discord so I can
yeah.
find it somewhere so I can look into it further.
Exactly. Alrighty. Now, don't forget, I also want, and I've received a few screenshots, so thank you to those. You can certainly send me more. Absolutely. I've already got a folder ready, primed for next year. So I'll be showcasing screenshots of your challenge tunes in your favorite places or intriguing places, in-game places. So don't forget size. If you can get it as close to 1920 by 1080. If it's a little bit smaller, I can do some manipulation. If it is way too small to manipulate a small, like, pixeled one to larger, it loses its pixels. Hence why I say get as close to that as you possibly can. Just try and have limited text in it is great. Send it through to me at podcast@wowchallenges.com. I've got a folder ready, so we're going to, space is going to go. We're going to have, yours good, was all good. I saw it's all good. Fair sent me test one. Niecy sent me all good. So everything that you guys have sent me works, will work fine. Alrighty. But yeah, some people, like I looked back at some other screenshots, some very old screenshots, and it's like the old pixel, like when I had the old, I'm going back quite a few years, but
God, I need to clean out my screenshot folder.
Yes. So if you've got any more, you've got more to contribute, absolutely send them through, because all I'm going to do is I'm going to label them all, log them in, like, and they will just be our background, which will be good. And it's nice to see, as much as you guys don't see a lot of background, but it's nice to have some stuff, you know, that pertains to the challenges. So that's what we're doing from the first show, which will be January 15th. So I'm going to take a month off. We're going to have a break. And we will be back on January 15th, which will be 7 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget, you can certainly send through your Challenger New Year resolutions for 2022, which is, again, at podcast@wowchallenges.com. If you've got some, as I said, mine, I've got a few, but I'm going to leave that. You guys probably know what mine are already, but, you know.
I can think of one.
I can think of at least two at the moment. But yeah, so that's what we're going to do with the first show of the year for next year. And then again, when we get to the Deathless show at the end of the year, let's also see how we go with those plans. Sometimes they go really well and you go, yeah, nailed it. I did 5 out of 7 or 2 out of 3. And then other times you go, yeah, the year was just poopy and nothing got done. So, you know, so we will see how that goes. Now, I've got something very exciting. Lovely Fair sent me some photos. Now, hang on, I've got to find out where I put them, because I did put them right. No, not that one. Here. Okay, so Fair sent me the photos of the things that she had got through Spreadshirt. So we've got the cute little mug. The Moonkin mug is so cute. So very cute. Absolutely love it. The pacifist mug is very cute. And the little tote shopping bags. How cute. They are so cute. So thank you, Fair, for sending them to me.
You're welcome. I love them.
They're just adorable. And don't forget, and I've got my Wow Challenges mug here as well. So don't forget, if you do want something, you know, you can pop over there. We've still got the Christmas designs are up, as well as, you know, the traditional design. You got one of the blue, which was one of the old, not the original logo. There was an original logo. Then I'm pretty sure that was like the second logo that Stone had got done, that we used for a little while. I'm going to say it wasn't used for very long. But then, you know, then he got Wemo to make our traditional logo. And we've stuck with that ever since. And at the moment, I see no reason to change it, because I think it's very classic. It's very us, which is good. But Russ did have a lot of fun. Well, I think he had fun, Nisi. He seemed to.
There was a lot of back and forth with us, you know, editing and him and I sending the pictures back and forth. He's like, well, how about this? And I'm like, well, where's its ears? Or he's like, ears, I forgot ears. And then, you know, it was a lot of brainstorming. So we had quite the talk session.
He did really well. Again, you know, keeping that traditional, which is what I wanted. To keep the traditional with all the designs that he's done for the pacifist, Iron Man, all of that, keeping our traditional kind of logo basis.
Yeah, that's why we kept the bling in the background. Like, we wanted that to stay and do something with it. Yeah. It was originally going to be a wreath, but then we're like, no, that's going to be too busy. So then we just kind of simplified it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the lights around the ring.
It's kind of fun. So cute. Absolutely. He did wonderfully, so do really love that. So again, thank him for doing all of those, because, you know, it was a bit of fun, and we've got something very Christmassy for us if you want to get that. And Fair, thank you for sharing what you've got so far, because it's so delightful to see how cute they all are. So thank you. Alrighty. Let me turn that off for the moment. All right, let's do this one.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat.
All righty, now we've just got a couple of things in here. Nisi, hit us with it. What have we got?
Yes, I did some internet searching for some holiday puns and jokes, so this was what I came up with. What do you get when you combine a Christmas tree with an iPad? A pineapple.
Yes.
Of course. Fun fact, I'm allergic to pineapples. Okay. Fair. What have we got? What else have we got?
Well, maybe this one's for you, Lita.
Okay. All right.
A gingerbread man went to the doctor's complaining of a sore knee. The doctor asked him, "Have you tried icing it?" Seems like a good plan to me.
I have not heard that one. I like that one.
I've never heard that one.
I like that. That and
I'm keeping my finger off the button so y'all don't hear me nort.
Okay, well, you've got the third one. So what have we got?
What do you call a snowman who vacations in the tropics?
What?
A puddle.
Yep. Pretty much. So good. Absolutely. I love it. And, you know, and again, here, you guys are all going to go through winter Christmas. And I'm sitting over here, and it is going to be like 40 degrees Celsius, and it's hot. It's already started. Storm season's here because it's summer. That's what happens.
Oh, I don't know.
And
it was like in the 70s yesterday here. So it was pretty damn hot.
I got the aircon on. It's going to be hot and steamy. So the fact, I want to build a snowman so bad. That's one thing. One day I'll get to do that. All right. Well, while we had all those ones, I did find a little joke, a Christmas joke. And I was like, this one. So it's like, here we go. So it says, sometimes elves disagree about how to deliver presents, but Santa has the final slay.
Yep.
That is so cute. I love it. I love it. I love it. So good. So good. All right. Thank you to everyone who has contributed to our chit chat section during the year. We do appreciate that for the questions, for, you know, for the jokes, the puns, all of that kind of thing. It is good to have a little bit of a laugh with those, so we do appreciate that. Anything over in the chat room that we need to bring up? Let me have a look. Stir slides death trophy over to Tiber. Nah, dude, you got this. Well, you know, competition. It's maybe it's one of those things. What are you doing? Your town's having a Christmas parade right now, Nisi.
Yes, and there was just nothing but a solid half hour of sirens going off because, like, every emergency vehicle showed up to be in the parade from, like, the surrounding towns. And I'm like, oh my god, make it stop. I think they're still going off, actually.
Do, Fair Chris, do you both have, like, Christmas parades in your cities? Areas? Mm.
I don't know.
Don't know? Okay.
I don't.
Chris?
Denver actually has a huge one, and Parade of Lights, and they have the zoo gets all lit up and the botanical gardens, but luckily for me, that's about 30 minutes away, so I don't have to have sirens.
Yeah, I mean, Seattle does stuff, but I'm not near that. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so like the third year they've done it, I think. I think last year they did a reverse parade where they just had people park their floats and they could like walk by and see because of all the things going on.
Mm.
But this year they like leaned into it hard since they were determined they were going to have it. And fortunately it didn't go past the house as the other parade does, but it was like a few doors down, like at the corner where they stopped and turned and went away. And I'm just like, wow, that's so loud.
Well, yes, I certainly can. I don't think we... Well, I'm just trying to think. Maybe in the city we do. I can't think of anything overly... Like, we have Christmas Christmas Carol. They do a big Christmas carols in the park and all that kind of thing, which gets televised. And just, I don't think we really have like a Christmas parade. I think it's more like Christmas carols somewhere, whether it's in the park or in, I'm just trying to think. There's a big one down south normally in Sydney that gets televised like nationwide, and it's, they have a lot of, you know, famous Australian entertainers go on that. But I can't really think of any parade, so yeah. But anyway, interesting. So yeah. All right. Well, I think we can wrap things up, because I know there's someone who really needs to go to sleep. Chris.
Chris. Saying I'm going back to work in 3 hours.
Yeah. I'm just gonna say that
the schedule.
Can you please tell your boss from me that New Year resolution 2022, if he does not make your schedule better, I'm coming with a...
No, the funny thing is, I write my own schedule.
I mean, Lord, woman.
I did this so that my team wouldn't have to. Because it's, you know, it's really hard to do 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. and then go back at, you know, 10 p.m. and do till 1 a.m. So,
you know why?
I'm doing it so somebody else doesn't have to.
Because that's you. There's that right there. See that heart? Because you've got a big heart. You're a beautiful person. So, but you also need to sleep.
Yeah, who writes these schedules? I do.
You do.
I write my own schedule.
Yes. All right. Well, let's wrap it up. So, as I said, this, so some people can get to sleep because they got to go to work. So Iron Elites, Chris, you right to take them?
Iron Elites, we would, from the bottom of our heart, thank you, cannot say thank you enough. Aleandras, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Dave the Hunter, Execute, Fair, Gaston, Grand Nagus, myself, Laren Ramar, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rude, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wynema, Zaya, and Sorts.
Thank you guys. Again, we appreciate all of our Iron Elites, as well as we appreciate everyone that's here, that listens, that supports us through whatever means, by playing the challenges, by being in Discord, by tweets, likes, all of that. Thank you to all of that. We do appreciate it. Now, Stir and myself want to thank our wonderful mods, which I am lucky to have the pleasure that three of these awesome ladies here are part of the mod team. So thank you for all the things that you do, for keeping me company quite regularly on the podcast. But not only that, to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, and Zaya as well. Thanks, guys, because you make my life easier, because life is busy at the moment. So thank you truly for all the things that you do to help me and Stir out. So thank you. Thanks to our code wardens, and thank you to everyone here in the channel today, to those listening and to the podcast. Thank you. And as I said, we will be back. We are having a bit of a break. We're having a Christmas New Year break. And I will be back Saturday, January 15th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Ladies, Chris, Nisi, Fair, again, thank you for joining me. It's been a lot of fun. You know, it's the last show of the year. It's nice to be able to hang out with you and to share your list or non-list for this year, so thank you. If you want to give your details and let people know where they can find you, Fair, where can we find you, please?
Oh, that's short and sweet. I'm Fair on Discord, and if you happen to be on Wormrest Discord US, I'm probably in the guild there as Fair something.
Yes, Fair something. Exactly. Nisi, where can we find you, please?
Okay, just a quick side note. Don't forget, it's just the show that's going on a month break. We'll still be in Discord watching all of the socials and stuff. We'll still be around if you guys
are still around. Stuff. Yes.
It's just the show won't be back until January. You can find me in the WoW Challenges Discord as Nisi and then phonetically spelled Nisi with hashtag 4863. That's going to be me. You can catch me on Twitch streaming a few days a week. And my Twitch channel is NisiBGN. I'm also on Twitter at NisiBGN. And we also have the YouTube page where I archive my live streams. That is also NisiBGN.
Excellent. Chris, where can we find you other than at work?
I was with NisiBGN. I know. I just NisiBGN. I am Twitter. Twitter? Yeah, Twitter.
Yes.
It's Chris W. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, WoW Challenges or Paradins Discord.
Absolutely. And don't forget, you can find all the information over at the website, which is wowchallenges.com. We have got our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channel. All the information is over there. If you want to listen to the podcast, you can certainly download it on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And if you want to contact the show, contact me. Certainly send me an email at podcast@wowchallenges.com. You know, you can send through Discord as well. But the easiest for screenshots in particular, send it through to podcast@wowchallenges.com. That way I can download it if I need to clip and do all the things, make adjustments, etc. That is easy enough to do. Dave. Hey, Dave. Dave's here. Good show. Happy holidays all. Thank you, Dave. We do appreciate that. And, yeah. All right. The last thank yous. What have we got? Chris?
We have got the biggest thank you to the person who still makes me nort every single time I hear this intro. Mr. Bridal One, brilliant intro. Thank you, Nisi. Thank you for flowers. You can find him on Discord, Mr. Bridal One.
Absolutely. We do love the intro. It is fantastic. Alrighty. And as I like to say, in honor of our awesome friend of the show, Epic Insanity, I'm going to play the complete outro. In honor, in respect, miss him tremendously. He left us a good couple of months now. This will be the last time that we listen to him saying the outro as 2021. That's for certain. So I'm going to do that in a moment. The last couple of words that I want to say is, again, thank you for hanging out, guys. Please stay safe. Thank you, ladies, for being here and spending today the show with me. I do appreciate that. I want to wish all of you, whatever it means to you, however you celebrate or don't celebrate, just please, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Merry Winter's Vale, like whatever it is that you do. But please, please stay safe, both in game and outside of game, because we really do want to see you back here next year for 2022. It's going to be a really good year next year. I can feel it. On that note, thank you, everybody. Heart you all.
Thank you all. Mwah. Good holiday break.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Yes. Absolutely. We anything else, girls, do you want to say?
Thank you, Lita, for everything you do. Spending the year with us. Yes. Love you dearly, woman.
Thank you.
Yes, for sure.
Not a problem. Not a problem. I look forward to a fantastic time, a nice break. Looking forward to that. And next year is going to be very exciting. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Let's say goodbye. We will catch you in 2022. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.